What is up? It is Yami back again with new reports, actually. So welcome back to the FCW Wrestling Podcast. I think it's going to be episode 4 or 5. And the song behind me, if you can hear it, is Death Note Freestyle by Contrast. So, news. Just today, we've heard that after 2 months after the major releases they had, which is... No, January. January, they released Lars Sullivan, Steve Cutler, The Big Show, who's now AEW. March, there was Andrade, or he went out of his contract. Now he's wrestling major matches again. Like, they dropped the ball, my guy. April, these are April releases. So, Mojo Rawley, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, Kalisto, Tucker, Chelsea Green, Mickey James, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Samoa Joe. Like, they dropped him so badly. His last appearance was in the rain at WrestleMania. And they just released him out of the blue. He was a great commentator also. I really liked him as a commentator. It was a good fit. But Daniel Bryan, because his contract was already expiring, so... And he just turned 40, so he wants to be a full-time father. I can understand that one. And Indian star, Kavita Devi? Sorry if I pronounced the name wrong. But she actually is back with her family because her husband, I read, was sick with COVID. So I don't know who really reported that, honestly. Let's see, Alexander Wolf, his last match was with Drake Maverick and Killian Dane when it kicked out of the Imperium for losing. Ezra Judge, I don't know too much about him. Skylar Story, aka Brandi Lauren, who never made an appearance on TV. Vanessa Bourne. Let's see. Jasmine Duke. Velveteen Dream. Who got released over behavior issues backstage. Not really what he did with the minor. So... And most recent releases, which was today, June 2nd, Santana Garrett, Buddy Murphy, Lana, Ruby Riott, who just had her match last Friday, and the two major releases, Braun Strowman, who just wrestled at WrestleMania Backlash 2017 days ago at this time's recording, and Aleister freaking Black. They just brought him back with this Dark Father character and called the Herd. And then now they have him released after just like one segment with him, basically, with Big E. Like, what are they gonna do with Big E right now since Black is gone? That's like WWE, they dropped the ball with these people. Braun Strowman could have reached higher heights because he defeated Goldberg at WrestleMania. Universal Champion, Intercontinental Champion, Tag Team Champion. Aleister Black, freaking amazing. Striker, Technician, High Flyer. That main roster push was what killed him in the end. It's NXT that goes to the main roster just get killed. Like Ricochet, he just started revitalizing his career. After how long? So those were the superstars who got released from January to June. And these are the WWE backstage and other releases. So backstage hands, commentators, senior vice president, stuff like that. So we're going to start with Joe Vila, Med Rust, Nicole Zoli, Mark Carano. We know what he did. Jake Clemens, NXT referee. Drake Younger / Drake Wartz, NXT referee after his controversial statements on the Max policies. Jalar Dunlan, Aiden Verk, James Wortman, Mark Cam Nolan, Jay Rosneck, Rosenstock, Brian Pelagato, Dan Humphries, Susan Levzin, and Tom Phillips. Why Tom Phillips? He was almost 10 years in the business, and he dropped the ball on one of the best commentators in history. That's crazy. And speaking of Velveteen Dream, he was quietly released on May 19th, 2021. Dream was accused of asking for and sending nude photographs to some minor girls and boys under the Speak Out movement back in June 2020. WWE did do an investigation behind this, but did not find those did not go to much accusations. However, fans continued to prefer his release, and Dream scheduled away from TV since December 2020. Last match against Adam Cole. He was released after WWE found some behavior issues, but none of those minor things that was mainly the end for him. Alexander Wolf. Sorry, Alexander Wolf was a shocker as he had a good problem with Imperium Stable. Wolf's last appearance in NXT came against Killian Dane on May 18th, 2021 episode of NXT. After a loss in that match, Wolf was attacked by his Imperium stalemates, Marcel Bartelin and Fabian Aichner, and was banned from Imperium. Wolf signed with WWE in April 2015. Jasmine Duke. Her last appearance was Raw Underground of last year, where she picked up a win over Avery Taylor for her appearances, which was really it. Vanessa Bourne, who really wasn't seen much anymore, honestly. And she signed with WWE in 2016 after training with Rikishi and Gangrel. Two big names in wrestling right now, still. Skylar Story, as no Brandy. Brandi Lauren barely did nothing. She appeared on Underground with Shasta Maria Shafir. Shafir. Kavita Devi, who's probably not even released, so I don't know about that one. Dan Bryan, part time, you know, wants to be a full father. I get all of that. And Samoa Joe. You know, they released him because of his concussion, and they just thought he wasn't fit enough to do the job. So that's really it. Peyton Royce, one half of the Iconics, and Billy Kay, another half of the Iconics. Mojo Rawley, nothing really special. Mickie James, which came to really shock, honestly. I mean, I know she was retired and all, but you didn't have to release her like that. She couldn't have left on her own terms. She wasn't even in the Hall of Fame, which really sucked. Chelsea Green, Tucker, Kalisto, which was really sad. I love the guy. Bo Dallas, Wesley Blake, Andrade, Big Show, who is now Paul White, and AW, commentator on Elevation with Tony Schiavone. Steve Cutler, don't really care much, and Lars Sullivan. Him and Velveteen Dream's stories are sort of connected because they've done really unprofessional things in their career, which led them up to this. So that was it for FCW Wrestling, and this episode will be uploaded to Spotify sooner or later, and this I'll post this episode right now. This has been Yami with the daily updates, and I will see you next time. Bye.